Well, the Indians have just, what, they've just hit their stride.
Amanda, the big thing they're doing is the teams they are beating are which teams?
Teams in the AL Central.
Yes, exactly. That is such a key.
Yeah.
Right now, they're 18-7.
Wow.
In the AL Central. Remember, you play 76 games. 76 out of your 162 games are with teams in your division.
Mm-hmm.
If you go look at the record the last two seasons, in 15-14, they had losing records in their division.
Yeah, not good.
Not good. Even though they had winning records overall, can't win the division that way. You go back to in 2013, when they finished right behind the Tigers, they were 12 games over 500 in their division.
Wow. Okay.
In fact, you know what? That year they were 4-15 against the Tigers. If they just would have won two more games against the Tigers, they could have beat the Tigers out.
Yeah, exactly.
So the reason I, in fact, a week ago, I wrote a very encouraging story about I considered that they would contend, because at that point they were 14-7 in the division.
Wow.
And see, that's pretty good as a sample size. Now, they swept the Royals. What did the Royals do last year?
They won the World Series.
So they took them out in four. So they're 18-7.
Yeah.
And I also think when you beat your division teams, it does give your team confidence.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're pitching well. But here's the amazing thing, Amanda. Who's not playing?
Who's not playing? Oh, Michael Brantley's still not playing.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Carlos Carrasco's just come back to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Who just flunked a major league drug test.
Right, Marlon Byrd.
Who was playing well with five home runs.
Yeah, right.
19 RBIs. In other words, they are in first place, and it's not like everything's gone right. A couple of years, like I remember around like 2011, you know, they were in first place in the start of the year, and you look at that and you say, well, everything's falling into place for them. Everybody's healthy.
Yeah.
They're winning games just an outrageous amount. They have a couple of things that have gone real right. I mean, nobody imagined Mike Napoli was going to be in the top five in RBIs.
Right.
I think that's a big one. But the rest of it, you know, the guys that are pitching well are supposed to pitch well. In fact, the bullpen's not been as good as you'd hope.
Mm-hmm. True.
You turn around and you see Yan Gomes can't even hit 200.
Yeah, he's not been very good.
No. Lindor's playing better than I thought, because he's playing exactly like he did last year. And I just kind of wondered, could he keep that up, you know, this elite level?
Right.
Kipnis is your favorite player. Kipnis having a good year, but not great. He's hitting like 270.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my point is this, Amanda.
Yeah.
They're in first place without hitting on all cylinders at all.
Wow.
Now, we're not sure when Michael Brantley's going to come back from his shoulder problem. I mean, that's the thing. If they can get him back, even if they have to wait another month or whatever, and he comes back and starts to play like Michael Brantley, they got a chance to really roll.
Yeah, heading into end of July, August, yeah.
Sure, second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that tends to happen, if you look at Terry Francona's record as a general as a manager, when do they usually pay better, the first half or the second half?
The second half.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's like he seems to be building up his team. He gets to know his team. He figures out how to handle his players. He does a good job of keeping their attention even in a bad year. That's one of his gifts.
Mm.
So that's a really encouraging part of it. You know, Carlos Santana hasn't been great, but he hasn't been awful. He usually is awful the first 2 months of the year. It's like he's trying to dig this gigantic hole for him and the team. You know, and they're trying to see if they could find the core of the center of the earth with my batting average at 114 or something.
Right.
So, you know, he's hit some home runs and done okay. And Francona was I remember late in spring training, he was talking to us, and he said, all these years I've been in the game, he said, I've always known that, you know, confidence matters and that. He says, but the longer I'm in it, the more it matters, because I've seen guys with so much talent and they just don't believe in themselves.
Mm.
And I've also seen teams that suddenly they just start to believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And play well. Now, along those lines, Amanda, I remember I was talking to Ned Yost. He was the manager of the Royals. And this was right after they went to the World Series for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago. The middle of that season in 2014, they were barely over 500. Rumors that Ned Yost would be fired.
Right.
A lot of discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
They won like 10 out of 12.
Wow.
And then suddenly they go and they sneak in the back door of the wild card of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we are now playing Oakland. And he says, we're down by 3 runs with 3 innings to go. John Lester's pitching against us. This left-hander really good. He said, I'm sitting there going, I don't think we ever beat this guy. I can't remember us ever beating this guy.
Right.
And he said, suddenly we strung together a bunch of hits, came back and beat him. Now we get, that was one and out. Now mm-hmm. we get move in. He says, we start winning one crazy game after another.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, same guys.
Mm-hmm.
They just started, it just started to happen. And they ended up losing the World Series. Then it turned around and carried over into
right.
next year.
Yeah, right, right.
Now you see this year, they're struggling some.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. You could sit there with Terry Francona and Ned Yost, these guys, these grizzled guys, who, you know, face look like they just perpetual squints from all those diamonds and all those games and everything they've watched, and smart guys and good with people. They can't even explain it all themselves. But what we're seeing, though, is it's starting to happen for the Indians. And I think it's going to be enough so that when they hit another one of these low periods, which they will, I think they'll get through it. I remember in 2013, they hit a really bad about 10-day stretch. They kept losing to the Tigers and somebody else. They lost like about 8 out of 11. And I thought, well, that's it for them.
Right, yeah.
And then they came back and finished strong, and they won 92 games. They were 92-70.
Right. It's weird, though. I'm not used to being so excited about Indians baseball in June.
Yeah, because even that year when they right. were in the 92 games, they were over 500, but not like this. I also think back then, Amanda, we all feared the Tigers because the Tigers had the big payroll. They had yep. the big hitters. But clearly, you know, they're on the wrong side of time right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're still a dangerous team, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you look and go, well, the Royals. I mean, the Royals have been in the World Series the last 2 years, but they don't scare you like Detroit.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Boston or some of those elite teams.
Right.
And they're having pitching problems. You know, it's caught them. Well, the Indians, even though they've had some pitching problems in terms of guys being hurt, they just seem to have this stream tidal wave of arms that just keep coming.
Okay. Well, it's exciting. We'll keep watching, Terry. Thanks.
Thank you.